in regards to what we, in a traditional term, would be guardian angels.
First of all, the two words don't go together.
Okay.
Because an angel is tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and a guard is defensive.
Okay. That's a very good point. I feel I feel real good and real confident that we are loved and all is well. And those times in our physical experience when we're just not at our best, I was driving one time and I started to fall asleep at the wheel, and I heard, or what I believe was that I heard, a blast of trumpets. And it woke me up at night, and I got my car back on the road before.
It was an 18-wheeler.
You know, it's great, whatever it was, because I felt that it kept me okay and maybe somebody else okay. So is Source all the same as that which organized religion had divided into different categories and names?
Well, it is. And human is always wanting to try to define non-physical through physical terms, and so it's natural that you would create it through something that is meaningful to you. There is not a reason to need to find specific labels for different parts of non-physical. Oh, it's such a good question, and you'll hear this answer so easily. You remember hearing us say that the call of Source will sound to you like whatever it sounds like from where you are. So if you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and you are alert and you're driving down the road, then the Source is flowing through you in such a way that it's not like you're having conversation. It's like Source is driving your vehicle. It's like you have the foresight. Haven't you had the experience where you're driving and you feel an impulse to slow? And it's just the perfect impulse, because when you come around the corner, traffic has stopped and you were ready for it, or on and on and on it goes. So Source is always speaking to you to bring you to what's over here in your vibrational escrow. In other words, as you've been living and driving, you want to live a long life, and you want to have a fulfilling life, and you want to be safe in traffic, and you want to do a good job of moving in traffic. You not only want to be safe for your own well-being, but for the well-being of others. In other words, you've launched enough stuff into vibrational escrow that Source knows very well your intentions relative to all of that, and it's always calling you to it. The question is, are you listening? Are you in a vibrational place of being able to hear? Jerry tells a wonderful story of years ago, long before he met Esther or Abraham in this format. He was driving in through some little Texas towns, and there was a truckload of Boy Scouts in a pickup truck ahead of him. And as he went to pass them, these little buggers began throwing pop bottles at him, which was really annoying, because Boy Scouts should be doing good, not deliberately doing bad, but there they were, throwing pop bottles, so Jerry could not pass them. So he stayed behind them, and in time he began to relax a little bit, because he realized that they were probably from that town, it was only 5 miles away, and they would be off the road soon enough. So he just sort of settled back. And then a car passed him, and then tried to pass the Boy Scouts and couldn't, and so it backed off too, and then another truck. And pretty soon there were a whole row of them not able to get past this truck. And they're coming into this little town, and everyone's slowing down. And Jerry hears, you heard trumpets, Jerry actually hears words that said, "Drive it on the sidewalk." He was in a Volkswagen van. He called it a tin can with an engine in it. It had very little structural support. And he wheeled his van right onto the sidewalk. And at that moment, a gravel truck behind them, who had no brakes, piled in and smashed car after car after car after car. And all of those little boys were beaten up pretty good by this impact. And through the years, Jerry always wondered, why didn't the voice tell them all? And we say, the voice tells everyone. Your degree of hearing, it varies. Depending on where you are, you hear through the path of least resistance. You're translating through the path of least resistance in the way that is most meaningful to you, you see. And you got to understand, when something like that happens, it can't be a long, complicated dialogue.
Right?
We think trumpets is a pretty good way to wake someone up. And we think driving on the sidewalk was most appropriate under those conditions. Everyone has this guidance, but it's not guardians, it's guidance. It's always calling you toward what's in your vibrational escrow. And how you translate it really has to do with how much time you hang around over here in despair and anger and revenge, and how much time you hang around in frustration, and how much time you hang around in hope, and how much time you hang around in believing and knowing who you are.
Thank you, Abraham. It's beautiful.
We are complete.